you this morning.
KN4TFW. And headed to Woodruff to help somebody build a deck.
It's about 100 feet of even RG-58 or some kind of crummy cable that's, even if it's not the mini eight, if it's just anything that we can throw 100 feet together and string this tower, I don't care what it is.
Nobody that's got any right now.
For $50 to replace it, and that doesn't even go to the, if I do the HF. I was almost worried about using one feed line for the HF and the VHF, but in order to do that, I have to make up a switch. To change 200 feet of cable, or two cables down the tower. Yeah, that's not too bad. Is it a heavy duty? Is it like on a building or just a regular deck?
Double wide. It's just an 8x16. We got about half of it done yesterday.
It's a two-story. You got to go up a story and then up the steps and then 25 steps or whatever the heck it is, and then you got to support the thing and attach to the side. So it's like a trailer.
Get on the side of a double wide trailer.
You'll tell you, I know some of them. I don't know if we're going to get. We might get thunderstorms later, but I don't think early, so you should be able to knock that right out.
Kipping.
That's pretty good at the moment.
Exit 16 on 385.
Now, I guarantee when it rains this afternoon, I'll check into the net tonight and see if Gary can hear me. But I'll bet you when the thunderstorms, the rain start moving that cable around, I'll bet you it's going to be a real issue.
Ain't too bad this morning, not like you were, you know, last week. I couldn't hardly understand you.
I'm getting in the power supply, but I don't have a, I need a 10 pump capacitor to jump on the power supply, put a 10 picofarad. See about something if you have an Estron power supply. They do not put capacitors for RF in the power supply and the DC output. They put a capacitor in there, but they don't put a bypass cap.
The wrong field for me.
Because what happens is stupid Spectrum Communications has this stupid code. You've got to hook all your communications devices to the electrical ground. And I said to them, if you don't have a counterpoise, you can't do that because they said, well, everybody does it with, you know, broadcasters. Yeah, but broadcast transmitters use one frequency, so they don't have to shield it for 10 bands. Ground is bonded to the transformer on the neutral side, which the poles aren't grounded properly. That means that your electrical ground is, voltage gets fed through the neutral, and what happens is, it'll go through the power supply and blow the power supply out. So, since Spectrum's out of here one of these days, as soon as I get feeling a little bit better, I'm going out there and cutting all the crap off my building. Yes, the connectors aren't shielded, so they say, oh, they're gosh. No, they're not. How can you shield that shielded connector? What are you going to do, ground the connector to the ground? I don't think so. What are you using to build that deck with?
Pressure treated wood and that to build it and 2x6s. It should be fine. It's not a very big deck, just 8x16.
If you want to stand, you can do that later, but I don't even know if you. I didn't. My boss said, I gotta try the wood. Well, if you wait for the wood to dry, it'll be half the summer before you finish it. And I would just get the wood as dry as you can get it and stain it. And there are stains you can use in the wood, it'll dry it. If it does, you can stain it again.
Well, I'm arriving, and I have to let this antenna down because there's too many trees and everything. So I'm going to sign with you now and say 73 and hope you have a good one, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
I have a signal. Okay, I want that clear.